While he's in South Africa, Secretary Powell is likely to face questions about the Bush administration's plans for Iraq. The shape of those plans is still undefined, but it does appear the administration is now serious about working with Iraqi opposition leaders. Last month, the Bush administration invited several Iraqi opposition groups to meetings in Washington, among them Iraq's ethnic Kurds. The Kurds have governed their own enclave in northern Iraq since soon after Saddam Hussein's defeat in the Gulf War in 1991. But there are deep differences between the two major Kurdish factions that rule the area. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from northern Iraq.
Partway down the winding highway between northern Iraq's two largest cities stands a barren hilltop that's covered with graffiti. Next to the road, activists have painted dozens of boulders in bright colors. Many bear the symbol of the white dove, and on one someone's written the words "Peace for Kurdistan." This is the dividing line between the two armed factions that carved up northern Iraq's Kurdish enclave into what can best be described as two rival mini-states. From here east to the Iranian border fly the green flags of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, or PUK. Move west and you see the yellow banners of the KDP, or Kurdistan Democratic Party. For the village of Baukop, located right here in the middle, party allegiances shift with the grazing patterns of the goats. If we're on that side, we say we're PUK, says Shepherd Wali Muhammad. And when we're over here, we say we support the KDP. According to locals, the two factions battled here as recently as 2 years ago. The fighting, it's stupid, says resident Fatan Abdullah. I pray 5 times a day for peace. For decades, rebels from the PUK and the KDP struggled for control of Iraqi Kurdistan. After the Gulf War, with the help of Western forces, they finally expelled Iraqi troops from the area. But by the mid-90s, the two Kurdish groups were embroiled in a bloody civil war. In 1998, the U.S. helped mediate a peace agreement between the two sides. Adnan al-Mufti, a senior PUK official, says the Kurds can no longer afford infighting, particularly now that Washington seems serious about regime change in Baghdad.
If you cannot succeed to have a union government and to deal with a new situation or what's going to happen, there will be bad things for our people.
Masoud Barzani, the president of the KDP, agrees with that assessment.
And of course, we are two different political parties. Of course, there are disputes, but on the major strategic issues, like the future of our region people, we are united.
The Kurdish officials insist they'll reopen representative offices in each other's cities within a matter of weeks. And they point to the Degala checkpoint, where hundreds of vehicles now travel easily between KDP and PUK territory every day. But among some Kurdish fighters here, especially those who lost loved ones in previous battles against fellow Kurds, suspicion lingers. I will never travel to the other side, and I will never trust those people, says a man named Khosrau, as he points to the scar he received during the civil war. But other Kurds say it's time to put the conflict behind them. At the Degala checkpoint, one officer said if given the order to attack his fellow Kurds again, he would disobey.
The fighting, enough, because we tire it. We want to make peace. I dislike to fighting any Kurdish people or Kurdish party.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Degala in northern Iraq.